Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. I'm Rich Paz from The Critical Point, 8:44 a.m. Eastern Time, March 30th. We just posted the weekly update. Of course, it is a long one. We go from very short term to very long term. We throw some fundamental news, information, personal opinion, as well as what's the model saying, suggesting, and signals. All right, here's what we've got. The model is suggesting that level four top, intra-week top, okay, that's your pops and drops during the week. Sometimes they are just intraday swings. They don't last over into the next day. It's time for a top, and it ought to go lower into tomorrow. But the model's also showing it may go lower and bottom late today and then be up by tomorrow, and it doesn't necessarily have to be lower into tomorrow, but that's the better forecast. Zooming out, that level four fluctuation could fill the gap we've seen earlier this week. So the market may yet trade below 39.99.53. It may yet trade down to about 39.71.22 or lower. I don't need to have it go that low. I don't think the model will as well. If it just filled some of that gap and then started higher, I think we have to go with it, because the reason is, when we zoom out, the larger level three trend, which is the monthly buy-sell signals, it's suggesting the market's going higher next week, okay? So, the key is, does this gap actually matter? It may not, and people are just going to continue to buy. And they did put money in the market because we saw a rise in the percent stocks or above the 200-day average for the S&P 500. However, when we look at volume, they really didn't put that much money in. They were really just aggressive. It was really the sellers who just walked away. They just panicked and left. And I'm a little nervous. It was actually the sellers who are short the market, bearish, actually backing out. This might not be quality demand, which is why it can pull back and fill the gap, and then hopefully the better demand comes in and takes it higher still. What we don't know is, I'm kind of puzzled why they were willing to buy all day yesterday, okay, and buy overnight. So maybe they fill the gap, maybe they don't, and I don't know how to deal with that. All I can tell you is I look out to next week, and I think the market will be higher still. And when I look out to late April to early May, I think the market's going to be higher still. That is still the best forecast, okay? So I don't see this market going back to 39.20 or lower. We would have to get some more shocking bank crisis news, which could occur. But I like what I see in interest rates. I think they're going to back off into next week. The dollar's still soft. Crude oil's not rallying fast enough and has a lot of room before it'll hurt the economy. So to me, business looks good. We need to see some earnings coming up here and stuff like that. And tomorrow's going to be an inflation report, the PCE, and also it's end of month and end of quarter, and I think that's possibly driving the market more than the actual fundamentals and news and normal business. I think this is more money business than anything. Any rate, the best forecast is pull it down in tomorrow. Would love to see it dip it into some of that gap. Could care less if they fill all the gap or not, but I think they need to make an effort to do it, and I'd like to get it out of the way so we can get on to a better up move during April, okay? But it's possible this market's just going to go higher anyways, even though the volume hasn't been good. People might say, you know what? It just won't pull back for us. We got to buy this anyways. And then the volume comes in and it just keeps going higher. So that's the dilemma. What does this gap mean? Okay. Can it really act like a magnet, pull the market down? Or are people just willing to forget about it and just go for it? Any rate, best forecast setback today, maybe into tomorrow. Best forecast is higher next week. Then maybe a setback the following week. But best forecast is it's going higher in April. I think April's going to finish as an up month, and then we'll set it back in May. And I'm still bullish for this year into next and bullish for this decade. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.